This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a weekly feature of the DJV program and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The participants here are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with an overview of the charts. I'll go through the stories and the people list quickly, and then let's get at some of the things that have made conversation compelling this week on a lot of the nation's big talk radio programs. That's what Talkers does. They survey the show hosts and the programs and the stations that carry the News Talk format. It's been going on for 29 years now. Every week, 52 weeks a year, the charts. This happens to be the week of May the 9th to the 13th at number 10. A continuing conversation about the climate and what's going on with the wildfires at number 9. Immigration problems, number 8. Crime and punishment, in a manner of speaking. Number 7, what's going on with Twitter? Is he or isn't he? We'll talk about that. January 6th, that same old, still at in the countdown at number 6. The politics of votes and what's going on with people like Rand Paul. We'll get to that. The COVID situation is number 4. Economy is 3. The war is 2. And the situation with Roe v. Wade and the discussion of abortion rights is number 1 this week. On the people list, Xi Jinping on the 10th position. Musk is at 9. Josh Hawley is at 8. Mitch McConnell is at 7. Joe Manchin at 6. Dr. Oz at 5. Trump is 4. Zelensky is 3. Putin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. One of the things that I found most compelling when we go back to number 10 this week, I've been looking at what's in the last 24 hours become a huge story, and maybe that's why I attach it to number 10, but I think it belongs, it has its own spot, and that is the revelation of the black hole in our galaxy. Have you seen this, ladies, this huge black hole?
Yeah, I saw something spinning around.
Yeah,
it's, I think it lives under my couch. Isn't that where it is?
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where all the socks go when you do laundry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the most powerful black hole the universe has ever seen or followed. It is 4 million times the size of our sun, created around a hole, basically. And this is what makes it so amazing, because we can't really, I don't imagine, how do you imagine something that's this enormous?
And what's on the other side?
Well, that's the question. What is on the other side? What's in the hole? As more gas and things that it's the decomposition of what the universe has used to compose planets and stars, the sun, the way the heat comes from, the light comes from. And so this big hole is in the middle of our galaxy, but it's so far away. It's like 4 billion light years, and it's in our galaxy. Remember a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was a month or so ago, I posted a picture of what the new telescope is. There was the Webb telescope, isn't it? Named after the fellow that ran the space program for a good number of years. So this thing has taken a shot of our galaxy and of sort of the known universe. And you see how little, how tiny our galaxy is, and yet the galaxy is so big, it has this big black hole in the middle of it, and into this hole gets sucked planets and sun. The galaxy is full of solar systems like ours, and they just get sucked into this black hole. And then they come out on the other side, in a manner of speaking, because the gases reform, and that's how new planets start. Are you following me? The reason I bring it up is because there are those who think that even though this is that far away, what goes on with these suns affects our climate, or the climate, the influence of all of this stuff traveling around in space, and how it bombards you know, planets, the sun, which is 93 million miles away from us, you'd think, okay, how's that going to influence our weather? But the sun, the storms, if you look at the surface of the sun, are so tremendous, so huge, that they do. They affect everything from our weather to satellite distribution of radio programs like this, how your cell phone works, how anything that's electric works around this. It's, I find it fascinating. Am I leaving everybody in the dust with this discussion?
No, well, I think it's really interesting.
I think it would be interesting to if we ever had some sort of technology that, you know, where you could really fly into a black hole and really see what's in there.
Right.
I think
and
that's kind of interesting.
Other side.
Yeah.
Sounds
can
like
you
a,
come out, though? Don't you die in there?
Even if you turn around and come back, if it's like a drone
you
or something.
You can back
just
up.
To see what it looks like.
It's like, wrong turn. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to flip a Yui here.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
I mean, what's notable is that we have a picture of it. You know, that's what's really making the news this week is that there's actually an image of this black hole. And, I mean, it doesn't look like much but a big blob, but it looks pretty fiery and crazy.
Well, there's no light there. That's why it looks like a blob. The image shows the shadow of the hole, but not the hole itself. And then you look back. Imagine, though, 4 million times the size of our sun. That is really, you just can't imagine it. Frank, now, how do we have the technology is another thing. It's 27,000 light years away from our planet. And this is in our galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in the universe. Can you imagine what else is out there? That's the thing. And how does it affect us? Maybe it doesn't.
It makes the whole idea of Star Wars where they just hop from planet to planet, you know, in different galaxies. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes it really a little more interesting. And maybe even plausible.
Is this real? Yeah, right, exactly. Is this real? Okay, number two this week, the war. 1,000 civilian bodies were found in Kiev this week. This area occupied by the Russians. There are a lot of people looking around trying to investigate. I don't know what they're investigating. These people were executed by the Russians. What else do you need to know? We have this war that's continuing.
Well, they have to gather evidence for war crimes.
If they're starting to do trials.
Yeah, well, the first one was that one Russian soldier who was, I think he's in his early 20s. They captured him, and he shot and killed a guy, an older man who was just riding his bicycle.
Yeah.
And he basically executed him. So he's in custody. He's the first one to face trial.
There are, according to a Telegram story this morning, the Ukrainian military is looking for some of the other troops that have done what you just described. But apparently there's a Russian general who's come into Ukraine who is going after some of the soldiers who are defecting, who don't want to advance, who are just not doing their job according to the Kremlin. And this commander, the commander is apparently is brutal. He is not afraid of shooting soldiers that don't do their job. Apparently, the soldiers just have stopped. And one of the things that's going on here is that the company commanders even are reluctant to move. So the Russians, because of this and a manpower shortage in the theater of war to begin with, they are sending in their commander. This thing is unwinnable. And they're never going to, with Putin alive, they're never going to admit to that. But that's really kind of what's going on. The Ukrainians have done what no one thought they could do. And so now the Russians are sending in people to either threaten the soldiers to do their job or to kill them or send them back to Russia and put them in jail if they don't do
this.
This
is what we kind of talked about on the DJV show this week, and it's been, you know, that's been my concern, is that we're now in this prolonged period of just, you know, back and forth. And yes, some wins have happened for Ukraine. They've driven Russia out of Kyiv. They've driven Russia out of Kharkiv, which is the news that happened this week. Russia has indicated that they'd like to, that maybe they'd be interested in annexing the East, but then you have to ask, is Zelensky going to want to give up the East? And so there's a lot of questions, and if you stay in this prolonged period, you know, Ukraine will run out of resources, so then the rest of the world is compelled to continue to donate money, and I understand that. But then at what cost to the world economy? And Vladimir Putin has even noticed this. He said, look at all these Western countries, it's not just ours, that have now put themselves in peril because they're throwing a lot of money towards Ukraine, and how
well, Putin's counting on everyone, right? And Putin's counting
folding
on the rest of the countries, you know, like, oh well, we're really into it for a couple weeks, but now you know, we don't want to spend any more money, we don't want to send any more money, and I
or
think that,
taking advantage of a weak economy, which is what he did to begin with. That's
right.
Why he chose now to go into Ukraine, because
right.
Gas prices were high, the inflation rate was high, the economy was uncertain. He can't go in, and this is something that's really true. And people ask, what could we have done to deter it? If you keep gas prices, if you keep the price of oil about, what, gasoline about 30 to, well, probably about $44 a barrel, there is no way for Putin to invade Ukraine. When gas prices started to go up, it was prime time, because that drives inflation for Putin to go in. So by having one problem that we think is completely unrelated to Russia, it shows that it weakens us as a country, as a world, really, and then he takes advantage of it.
But
it's
what
not
caused
dumb,
the increase
sure.
to begin with? The increase. Why did we stop?
Well, you know, I'll give you my answer. I don't like that answer, but I think, I mean, at least in our country, I think there's been a concerted effort to get away from oil and gas and fossil fuels. And
so, but who's responsible? The bottom line is, who's responsible for the increase? Who decides that instead of $60 a barrel, oil is going to be $75 a barrel?
Well, talk to
OPEC
about the availability
about
in the market.
Right.
Yeah, it's about the availability in the market, too, about
right.
what's supply and demand. I mean, that's
and so, and another right, and another part of that, of the supply and demand, is that during the pandemic, in the beginning, no one drove anywhere. And oil companies were left with so much surplus that had been ordered. You know, everything gets ordered like the year before. And
yeah.
So the orders that were just sort of keeping up with, you know, normal demand, no one saw this the global pandemic coming. And so oil companies were left with just all this supply, and there was no demand. And then, so for the next year, for 2021, when orders went in and they started, you know, hedging futures and all the stuff that they do on Wall Street, they cut everything way, way back, and then all of a sudden the demand was there, but the supply wasn't. And so we've had all kinds of issues. It's been like following the bouncing ball. And so, yeah, when you combine that, and then prices went up, and Jen's right, and that's exactly why Putin chose the time that he did. And Ukraine's
and
just sort
go.
Of been the X factor.
18 after the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use a symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
It's Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay
when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour, a point in this hour and every hour, actually, of the DJV program, where we pay attention, not that we don't always pay attention to our listeners, people who are responding to various questions that we may pose on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at DJV Show. One of the questions that Jay asked this week, for those of you who wanted to comment on the biggest news stories, which one do you think is number one? And Margaret, is it Pulo? Would you pronounce her name
I'd
that
say,
way? Something.
Yeah, Pulo, probably yeah. Something like that. She's with everybody else. Out of control crime and violence in American cities. I think there are a lot of people that yeah. are focused on that. Certainly yeah. in certain cities where you just don't feel that safe to even go outside anymore.
And that's why it's number 8 this week on the countdown. All right, who else? Laura Jackson.
Laura Jackson says the cost of living, also a good one. It's gone up 8%. We're only getting 2% cost of living raises. She says literally going in the hole 6% this year. How does our president explain this? And this is what a lot of people are dealing with, the real life problems, right? I call them the quality of life issues, where if you do exactly what you did last year and you did it this year, it's going to cost you $5,200 more so far into this year. And that's a huge amount of money. Costs are up on everything from food to travel to gasoline. And that's
but if you're only getting
line.
If you're only getting a 2% cost of living raise, you need to. I mean, that's not the president's fault. No president can change what the cost of living raise will be. So you need to take that up with your employer. I mean, this is a time
cost of
more
living
than
raise. Is based on employers, but I mean, truly, what's happening right now? There's no explaining away the fact that inflation is real. It's high. It was 2.5%.
But I'm saying
when
that
Trump
this
left
is
office. It's 8.5% under Biden.
Well, 2 years into a pandemic,
well,
yes,
it,
obviously,
it impacts the most vulnerable of us. So it's a tax. It's really a tax on the middle class and on the poor.
That's why I'm saying this is now a great time to be an employee. This is an employee's market. And so if a 2% cost of living raise is all your company is going to give you,
go work somewhere else.
Start shopping around for a better job, because there are signing bonuses you can get. I mean, there are companies. Well, but there are a lot of companies who are willing to pay more for that.
It's hard. I guess.
Well, I think the cost of living is actually up more than 8%, frankly. You look across the board, and that's why I've suggested this week more than once when it
comes
to
food. Our rent went up 6% this year, so right there, that's huge.
The ability to go to a local farm to get your produce, at least you're not paying them to ship the stuff in, which is what the grocery stores are doing, and it's local and it's fresh, or something to take advantage of. Tim Lowe says what about the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court leak? He says it's just a coincidence that it occurred before a midterm election cycle, right? Sharon Jakobek said, all the money going to Ukraine while our country is dying, enough already. That was what Rand Paul said this week. That's one of the trending stories this week, that he tried to block some of the aid that's going to Ukraine.
Well, he did block a $40 billion Ukraine.
Well, temporarily. It'll still move through, but a temporary block. Yeah.
And what did he say? What's his reason?
That you can't help Ukraine by killing the United States.
That's
well,
hard
at some point, right? If this just keeps going the way that it is, and it's a stalemate, at some point something has to change, right? Either NATO decides we're all going in and we're just going to start bombing the crap out of Russia, or at some point something has to change. We can't just stay in this pattern.
That's for sure. Can't keep going around. We can't sustain the cost of petroleum, not only here in our country, but elsewhere around the world. The discussion of our price, cost of living increase is part and parcel of that whole thing. Cannot be sustained. Something has to be done. All right, let's see where the leadership is. That's the question. 28 after the hour here on the talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
$40 billion in proposed aid to Ukraine is stuck in the Senate after Senate Republican Rand Paul blocked passage of the bill, saying the United States economy will only suffer with more spending. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty agrees.
Well, that money certainly has a place, a better place and a higher use in my view, to be dealt with issues right here at home. Again, borrowing money that we don't have, to spending it on areas of the world where there may be a crisis. I don't think America has anything against Ukraine. We don't want to see them fail, but we have problems right here at home.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Senator Paul says he wants language inserted into the bill without a vote that would have an inspector general scrutinize the new spending. A new Monmouth University poll found that President Joe Biden's approval rating is 38%, and only 18% of Americans say the country is on the right track. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As COVID cases across the nation increase, the president marks a grim milestone.
One day after his party failed to pass a massive abortion rights bill in the Senate, President Joe Biden paused on Thursday to remember the 1 million people in the U.S. who've died from COVID-19.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
The president is calling on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the state's legislature to allow families to put education dollars towards schools of their choice, including private schools. Abbott saying empowering parents means giving them the choice to send their children to any public school, charter school, or private school with state funding following the student. The Miami Heat are going to the Eastern Conference Finals after eliminating the Philadelphia 76ers 99-90 in Game 6 of the NBA playoffs. Miami will face either the Bucks or Celtics for the right to go to the finals. Out west, the Dallas Mavericks aren't going home just yet after taking down the Phoenix Suns 113-86 in Game 6 of their series. The two will meet Sunday in Phoenix for Game 7. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts that are generated by Talkers Magazine every week. You can check it out at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. Let me go back to with you ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Jay is off this week. I'm Doug Steffen. The Roe v. Wade leak and the conversation about that. That's the number one item this week, and I was looking at some of the comments from some of our listeners, like Tonya Reese saying part of the conversation ought to be focused on birth control, like more men getting vasectomies since they are reversible. Not a bad comment,
there's
frankly.
There's flawed logic in that, though, because vasectomies should not be considered reversible. And they're not, and it's not even a guarantee that they are. So, like, I've been seeing that a lot. But, like, again, we have a major lack of knowledge when it comes to how our bodies work. And a lot of doctors are like, okay, hello, when you get a vasectomy, it is with the understanding that it is irreversible. So
I know of men who have had them reversed, however.
You can have, there is a possibility.
It's not always successful.
It's not. Not successful. It has
I don't
no
know that that's
rate.
The issue here, though. I think the issue is...
Well, I think her point, Tanya's point.
Yeah, her point about birth control, but we also have to be, like, you know, informed about how we talk about birth control.
Well, I think she's also making the point that she wants it to be about men, not just about women, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Helen Tarr says, this would never have been a discussion of some people if they had not pushed full-term abortion. You can't decide in the first 16 weeks, then abortion should not be an option. Unfortunately, it's become a very common type of birth control. Tammy Grieve writes to our social media, if a woman must give birth to a baby she doesn't want, it'll be raised without love, maybe ignored or abused. If given up for adoption, it may grow up, I grew up in an orphanage knowing nobody wanted him. I guess I'm not sure what that means, but at any rate. She says better not to be born. I understand that there were so many different, this is the problem or this is the opportunity. It's so, like pretty much everything else. Not everybody agrees. But why is it somebody else's business what you do with your body? You can say, well, I'm protecting the rights of the unborn.
Well, I think that that's sort of like a, kind of, it's sort of flimsy, especially later in pregnancy, because I understand, and I think, who was it, Helen Tarr, who said, you know, if you're going to get an abortion, do it early on. I think that's where the appetite is for most people this country.
Yeah.
The problem is that the people who are running things, the far left, and they voted on it this week, and Senator Schumer, I would have never thought I'd be calling him a far leftist, but that's what he's acting like. I mean, they pushed a bill. They were trying to codify, or so they said, Roe versus Wade, but this bill expanded abortion up until the time of birth. And so then I'd ask you this question. When does the rights of the body that's being born count? Because you also have a child who could survive on their own being killed by the person who's delivering that child. And that's not okay. That is extreme. And it's murder. If you don't need the mother as a vessel anymore, then what's the difference between killing someone, killing a baby at 9 months and killing a baby that's been born for 3 months? There's a big difference. Our society treats it differently.
Pretty amazing how this goes back and forth. It really is. All right, let's move to number 7 this week. Elon Musk says Twitter, the deal to buy it is temporarily on hold because he's trying to figure out what. What's the... fake accounts, apparently.
I don't know.
One,
I think that's a very... He claims that it's on
feet.
Hold because he says that he wants to prove that less than 5% of the accounts are bots. And that's been his assessment from the beginning.
I don't know what
but,
that means. What is it? What
well,
is
because there are a lot of fake bot accounts.
What
so
is a bot account?
It's an automated... It's not real. It's an automated...
Not a real person.
It's like a... Yeah, it's not a real person. It's a computer-driven account. And so...
It's how
and
they... You know, when they say, like, Russia interferes Russian bots, they typically set up these things where they try to change sentiment by putting out massive amounts of the same message.
So, like, and they sit in these bot farms. Right. So all these people work, and they sit in bot farms. Like, imagine huge call centers, but they're programming bots, and they're sending out tweets through these fake bots, and that you get lots of followers who are bots. I mean, it's a whole big thing. Anyway, I think this is a massive excuse, and from what everyone's saying now on Wall Street, I mean, I don't even know if this whole sale is going to go through with Twitter. I would not be surprised if this implodes.
Conversely, I think, and there's a possibility that this isn't going through. There always has been. But one of the things that Elon Musk, and he started this firestorm on Friday morning just with a simple tweet that said that the Twitter purchase is temporarily on hold because he wants details about the platform's estimate about fake accounts. So you liken this, and someone on television this morning gave this example. If you say, I'm going to pay this amount for 100 eggs, and then you say, how many of those eggs could be broken? And the person who sells them says, well, about 5. 5% of those eggs, and then you get them home and you find that actually 35% of the eggs are broken, then you know that you're not getting the deal. He's already paying a super high price for Twitter, and so there's a possibility that he's using this as a negotiation tool to try to get the price
down because they're
misrepresenting themselves as having more accounts than they do.
All right, let's move to number three, the economy and the appointment of Jerome Powell to a second term, whether this affects, this is who's sitting in the chair. This is probably, I think this job's more important than presidency, frankly.
Yeah, and the fact that he hadn't been confirmed yet, I mean, what is going on with Washington? It's like, I mean, look, I understand it. Maybe some people like him, some people don't. I don't really care about Jerome Powell, but somebody needs to be in that position because we've got a real problem with our economy, with inflation rates. You need someone.
So there wasn't really any, though.
Quit.
That's the that's a good question because the
he's
vote was
80-19. Really. Yeah,
no,
he's not a controversial figure. Right?
Yeah. So is there just nothing getting done? That's the question. Other examples talking about inflation and the cost of inflation. Airfares up almost 20% this past month.
Don't we know it as we all fly to L.A.?
Yeah, right.
The most expensive flight of my life.
Very expensive.
Is it? Was it really expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very expensive now. It's twice what it was. It used to be three for me to go back and forth from L.A. to Boston, $350, $380. It's now easily $800. And all the flights are full. And that's the other thing. Where people got to be
looking
back into their credit card.
They keep cutting so many flights. So naturally, the ones that are left are full because they've just got a shortage with all kinds of stuff. United has a shortage with planes. JetBlue has a shortage of pilots. I mean, everyone's got a shortage somewhere.
Delta has a serious problem. My sister was a flight attendant. She retired during the pandemic, and they gave her a couple $100,000. So many people took it. Now they're in a real hole. They're in a real jam because they shouldn't have let so many people retire. They should have done something else, and they realize that now. And my sister said, I wish I hadn't retired, frankly, because she misses it. And so it was the easy, quick grab for a few bucks. But then at the end of the day, both sides have made a lot of mistakes here because it's very expensive to hire and train new people. And there is such a demand, as we've talked about before here, on, you know, if you don't like the fact of getting a 2% cost of living raise, go find another job. There are plenty of people looking. There are more jobs than there are people. People are just moving from one thing to the next. The airline business is one of the most secure because once you get in, they keep you in with the perks, much as anything else. So when you look at the surging airfares, price of jet fuel, this is going to, you know, this is going to affect transportation for quite a long time, frankly. And then, as you were suggesting, Victoria, airlines like United, they've suspended routes. JetBlue has, Alaska, Southwest, number of summer flights have been canceled because they can't, they don't have the pilots, they don't have the crew. The airline United has tried to bring back its Boeing 777s. They've been grounded for over a year because of not only the pandemic, but because one of their planes, the engine blew up over Denver. Remember that? Back in February.
I don't remember that, but
I believe it happened.
I just don't remember. But, the pandemic is 2 years of a blur.
Yeah, well, that's kind of true. All right, let's talk about COVID here in our moments that remain because there are a lot of things that are happening. It's number four this week on the countdown. Deaths from COVID are on the rise again. There are 365 daily deaths this past week, the average was. And this is, you know, after there have been a number of weeks of decline. Is it Omicron? Is it other? There were 77,000 new daily cases over the last week. That's up almost twice what it was the week before. Why? What's going on? The cases around me here in the Northeast, that's where they're higher. Fellow that runs COVID department of the National Institute of Health says that the U.S. will be increasingly vulnerable to the virus this fall if Congress doesn't swiftly approve new funding for vaccines. Why the hell should Congress be funding it? The drug companies are making kajillions. Let them do the research.
Well, they won't.
They're the ones
that's
who are going to make
the
money.
They won't do it, though.
Somebody needs to hold their feet to the fire. Why aren't they doing it? Because it's like the chicken and the egg. They know we'll do it. The taxpayer will pay for it. Why should they do it? That's the thing. They should be the ones doing this. It's their business. And so what are we going to have? I think that Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the doctors associated with the DGV program on DGV Health, has been very outspoken when it comes to this, thinking that people should wait until the fall. And I've heard this from a lot of doctors.
For a booster or
for a booster? Yeah, for a booster shot. For the second booster shot. Getting it now is pretty much meaningless because they aren't lasting. Some of the research suggests that booster shots only last 6 weeks. 8 weeks.
Well,
so,
and, you know, not to play devil's advocate here, but the new study that came out this week is that 40% of COVID deaths are of the vaccinated now. So it's like, is it even, what's the point? Maybe it needs to get better to match what variants are out there.
Mm-hmm. 15 states have reported 10 or fewer new cases, though. It's interesting, again, back to where you are, because if you're in Alabama, Arizona.
Cycles. It hit the Northeast really hard and fast in the beginning. California was in the beginning. And then it slowly made its way down to the South. Now the South is getting better, and the Northeast is now in another up cycle. I mean, right now, it's twice as bad to be in New Jersey, where I am, than it is in L.A. And that's, like, I just looked at the numbers, you know, from Brown University, which does a fantastic job of keeping track of all the numbers. And it's unbelievable how it's, like, twice as risky to be in Monmouth County, New Jersey, where I am on the shore, than it is to be in Los Angeles, a major city. It's wild. It's just
interesting. The discussion of masks and wearing them is back once again. I saw somebody, you know who Patti LuPone is?
Sure. Yeah, Broadway legend.
Star. Yeah, right. She apparently went off on people going into the theater that are not wearing masks.
Well, everybody drops their mask down below their nose, and she's upset by that because that's what the rule is. If you're going to go to see a Broadway show, you got to have your mask on. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Don't go to the show if you don't want to wear a mask.
There it is. If you can't wear a mask, don't go into the black hole. That's probably a different story.
Nobody wants to make Patti LuPone mad.
No. Heavens no. All right, so there it is. Our thoughts about the charts, the info, the ladies of the DJV program here at 48 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer?
Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How dare you spend all that money on a new car? Who do you think you are, anyhow? 53 after the hour. This is the DJV program and an overview of what's going on in the automobile bubble business from rautoexpert.com. Nick Miles is here to discuss his favorite item of the week, the new electric motorcycle from Harley-Davidson called the Live Wire. Boy, that's pretty creative, huh? You must have one of these in your garage. Haven't you got one of these already in your garage?
I wish I did, but I don't.
The launch edition sells for $17,699. What are the regular Harleys? About 30, right?
Yeah, well, by the time you put all the bells and whistles in the extended one, I think they go about the same price. So, you can start about $17,000, but then, if you're like me, I don't know about you, Doug, but when you go out of the dealership, I have to tick every box. I can't help myself. But I like all the – I know you do. I know you like to do extras to your vehicle, like, different colored roofs and those type of things. I can't. Mm-hmm. It's like a disease for me. I have to tick boxes, and then the price creeps up, and then you go, and it ends up at $30,000. I don't like base vehicles, unless it's for the farm, of course, it's a work truck, but then the price creeps up.
You know
how it is.
I do know how it is. Matter of fact, I was talking to a friend of mine, I have a great friend who's got 21 dealerships now, including he just took over 3 Hyundai dealerships this week, and apparently loves that brand. get three dealerships, I guess that's going to mean something. They're talking, yeah. I went in, I wanted to have one of my trucks aligned. You know, the front end gets out of alignment, especially when you're banging around on the farm. So I wanted to get aligned. And he said the wait is so long to get into the garage now because most of the things that are in the garage aren't customers' cars. They're cars that they're buying that are used that they have to go through before they put them out on the yard, on the lot, which I hadn't even thought about before. But I guess, if you're going to stand behind, if you have a credible dealership and a credible business going and you're buying cars at the auction or wherever, you're going to have to go through them in order to maintain your reputation as a good dealer selling a quality product, right?
That tells you they're a good dealer right there. That's the sign of a good dealer. They're looking at everything in and out before they put it out on the lot. The other thing is, of course, that where all these people aren't selling their cars now, they're fixing them too. So the lines get longer that way as well because they can't afford the prices of a new car. And neither can I, even on my meager, car guy salary that you'd think would be able to afford me a new car. Prices are skyrocketing.
Silly. So the new Escalade I see has a big engine, and it's competing now with the new Wagoneer and the new Range Rover. That's a lot of money for Escalade, isn't it?
Well, they're putting one of those V engines in it, so they're putting the super fast V8 big engine in it to make sure it can go far. What is it? Nearly 700 horsepower? 682 horsepower?
Right.
Who needs that? Well, probably me because it's nearly 700 horsepower. And we love horsepower, right? And if they can sell them, they're going to make them. And that's what they're going to do for 2023. Cadillac putting the V symbol, which is sort of their racing performance brand, on the Escalade, which is a supercharged engine, a V8 in that. I never expected them to go quite that far with the Escalade, but they've obviously got a customer base that's going to buy them, so albeit to them. But $150,000, that's an awful lot of money for an SUV.
I think so, especially a Cadillac Escalade. A Volkswagen has electric trucks, Ford in their truck. Did you take a ride in the Lightning?
Yeah, so the first drive of the Lightning was a couple of weeks ago, and they embargoed it until last week. But I have to say, you know, there's a lot of skeptic. I mean, the idea of an electric F-150 pickup truck's a little bit, obnoxious for a lot of people because F-150s wasn't in gas or diesel. And the truth is, I can't knock it. It tows, it hauls, it does everything that an F-150 is supposed to do. And I was out there on the freeway in San Antonio, Texas, driving it, and regular Texans are coming up with their F-150s and taking pictures, and they love it. And I can't fault it. I have to say that if you're going to do an electric pickup truck, Ford got it right. They really did. And by the way, it was Texas truckers who helped them design this truck. So
really?
If you're going to have someone design it, Texas truckers are the guys that you should have help design it.
Questions about your car, buying a car, anything, your advocate is Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.